www.thebrainfarm.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You bring up whatever you want as we kick off hour number two. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8.net toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. That's right. You can bring up anything. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. And our website is for free. All the features you'll find there on the house, those are the radio talk show hosts. They want to charge you for access to their sites. We do it for free. FreeTalkLive.com. Because free is better. All right, so last hour we actually started the show out with a critique from somebody who lived out west. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to jump back into all the things he said. If you missed it, you can grab the archive later on tonight at freetalklive.com. But I figured it'd be perfect to talk about a story from out west, North Dakota, as a matter of fact. I guess that counts as out west, right? If it's
heck
west,
yeah,
of Mississippi. In North Dakota, a man and woman, according to Local6.com, who lived together without being married are committing a sex crime.
Oh, no. It's a sex crime?
It's right there in the law.
We're going to put anklets on them and everything?
Alongside the prohibitions against adultery, incest, and indecent exposure, Tracy Potter, a freshman Democrat from Bismarck, is asking the state legislature to end North Dakota's status as one of seven states that have anti-cohabitation laws on the books.
Me too. I'm with them. With Stacy, whoever, male or female,
yeah,
I'm not sure.
Tracy Potter.
Tracy.
It has...
Louise, whatever.
Related to Harry. It has rejected three such attempts since 1990. Mark Twain expressed a simple view of people's personal relationships with government that I think government should adopt. That is, I don't care what you do, so long as you don't scare the horses, said Potter Wednesday during a North Dakota during a North Dakota Senate Judiciary Committee hearing on this repeal on
his Mark repeal. Twain is one witty mofo.
In North Dakota, census data indicate at least 23,000 of the state's 642,000 residents are living together as opposite-sex partners, which means they're all in violation. The state has prohibited opposite-sex couples from living openly and notoriously as if they were married since North Dakota became a state in 1889. Florida, Michigan, Mississippi, North Carolina, Virginia, and West Virginia all have similar laws. Attorneys say North Dakota's law has never been vigorously enforced. There's only one North Dakota Supreme Court decision on the subject, a 1938 case, in which the justices upheld the cohabitation convictions of a man and a woman who had been living together in the back of their secondhand store. If we mean to enforce this law, we'll need a $10 billion prison, said Potter. We really don't want to enforce the law, and if we don't mean to enforce it, then it's an insult to law enforcement to keep it on the books.
I concur.
But state lawmakers did endorse a law 6 years ago allowing landlords to refuse to rent to opposite-sex couples who were not married.
I'm with that, too.
Well, that's fine, but I don't think you need a law for that. But I guess in this
sometimes,
age of anti-discrimination laws, yeah, you have to.
Sometimes you have to have laws to protect people's rights. And as far as I'm concerned, it's my right. If I own a house and I'm going to rent it out to people, it's my right to rent it out to,
whoever you want.
To married couples or people or non-married couples. I could choose that I don't like marriage and people that are married and living in my house.
Or you should be able to choose to just rent a gay couple if you wanted to.
Absolutely.
Whatever you wanted to do. Or a man and his dog. Whatever you want should be what goes as the landlord. Anyway, state lawmaker, in West Virginia, a former prison inmate is challenging the state's anti-cohabitation law because it delayed his parole from prison on forgery convictions.
Ooh.
Officials rejected William Stanley's plan to move in with his fiancée after his release. Last September, a North Carolina judge ruled the state's law was unconstitutional in a lawsuit filed by a woman who lost her job as a county sheriff's dispatcher because she was living with her boyfriend. I remember actually talking about that story when
mm-hmm.
that happened. I didn't realize it resulted in that law being overturned, which is good news. The decision was not appealed. Kent Willis, director of the American Civil Liberties Union of Virginia, said his state's anti-cohabitation law often doesn't prompt lawsuits because it's rarely enforced. In one case, however, a Norfolk, Virginia daycare operator faced losing her license because she was living with her boyfriend. But the Virginia Department of Social Services renewed the license when the ACLU agreed to represent her. According to Willis, the ACLU guy, it may have a more significant impact than we know. I can't tell you about how many times the law is invoked and used, but that individuals don't challenge the application of it. Tom Freer, a spokesman for the North Dakota Family Alliance, said repealing North Dakota's anti-cohabitation law, I can't believe they found someone to speak in favor of this. Repealing.
There's always somebody.
The North Dakota Family Alliance said repealing their anti-cohabitation law would signal that the state doesn't value marriage and the societal benefits it brings. How can the state have values in the first place? It's a non-existent entity. The state is just a group of individuals masquerading as though there is a state.
You know, and as far as I'm concerned, the state shouldn't be involved in the marriage business anyway. So, to me, it's just illegitimate. They shouldn't be involved. They shouldn't be giving out marriage license. Who are they? Marriage is between a man and a woman and God.
How did they get involved? How dare they demand that you ask permission to spend the rest of your life with somebody? That you have to bow down before the state and get a piece of paper from them before you can spend the rest of your life with someone.
Yep, it's ridiculous.
That's all that marriage licenses are. But here's what else Freer had to say, the supporter of the law. If we look at the research, social science evidence suggests that living together is not a good way to prepare for marriage or to avoid divorce. Well, wait a minute. What if I don't plan on getting married, bud? Well, you're still going to prevent me from living together? And besides, I think it's kind of silly to suggest that I don't know what social science evidence he's talking about. How could it be a bad thing to live together to prepare for marriage? That would seem to be the best thing you could do.
I've heard people, usually marriage advocates, saying that, in fact, statistics show that living together does not prepare you for marriage.
How could that be?
I don't know. I can't make their argument for them. I'm sorry.
He says cohabitating is not positive for the family and poses a special risk for women and children. Oh, he's doing it for the children, Mark. We've got to keep cohabitation illegal for the children. What? So if I have kids, if I have kids and I'm a single parent and I meet somebody who I like and want to get together with them and I happen to live in North Dakota, and I've got a busybody neighbor who lives next door to me that I know is going to snitch me out if she finds out I'm not living with a wife, then I'm facing jail time because I want to bring somebody into my household with me to share expenses? Because that's bad for my children? How is it bad? What's the risk there? Exactly. I mean, he just totally doesn't go into any detail on his claim.
No, he's just demagoguing.
1-800-259-9231. I'd love to hear from you if you are like Tom Freer from the North Dakota Family Alliance and you support anti-cohabitation laws, which are on the books in 7 of the 50 states.
Well, I think we have lots of listeners that would support marriage, as do I. I think it's a good institution.
This isn't about marriage.
No, it's about laws.
Right. This is about a stupid law telling you you can't live with somebody else. Now, I wonder how the law is written. Does the law specifically prevent males from living with females in that heterosexual relationships are prevented by the law?
It's a gay bias law.
Right, but homosexual relationships are A-okay?
I'm sure if they've got a law in the books that says you can't live together and not be married, then there's probably a law against sodomy.
Very well.
Doesn't really address female homosexuality.
I guess it doesn't.
No.
1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number, the Packet8.net toll-free line for you. Just an absurd law, and one of the relics that needs to be just abolished and gotten rid of. And the idea that there's some organization out there standing up in favor of this, it's outrageous to me, this guy and his organization. Why don't you just leave people alone? I know you're all concerned about the children, but why can't you just leave adults to make decisions for themselves? And let them suffer the consequences. If it turns out that it was a bad idea to cohabitate, I'm sure the adults who are living together will be able to determine that over time. You know, if it's kind of a crappy living situation, you sort of figure it out 2 years later, you get your life together and move on. And you make a note and say, you know, that living together thing just wasn't what I thought it was going to be. It wasn't what it was all cracked up to be. I've been living together with a member of the opposite sex for the last 4 years of my life. And it's been fine. And I don't think being married would have made it any difference. In fact, I think it might have actually made it worse from my first relationship.
Yeah, absolutely. It's hard to get out of it.
Yep, 1-800-259-9231. Exactly right. More on the way. You take control of the airwaves. Coming up, the roads and your calls about anything. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-24.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number 800-259-9231 is the Packet8.net toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features there, we give them away, including archives. That's right, an entire year's worth of the show. Front page of the website for your downloaded convenience for free at freetalklive.com.
Who's the most pro-liberty individual in the United States Congress? Many people would say it's Ron Paul. Register now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, February 23rd through the 25th, 2007. Meet presidential candidate Congressman Ron Paul and other influential people who support your freedom. Register at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum.
All right, 800-259-9231. Let's jump into the email box, your email box. I guess you had something about the roads.
Yes, I do. It's a email from Daniel. Mark, regarding the Monday, January 22nd, 2007, that's yesterday's show, you and Ian went round and round on the roads issue again. I agree with you in the following.
Won't be the last time.
No, it won't. Surface streets are probably best handled by a community. Does that mean we need centralized coercive agency to oversee that?
No way.
I don't think so. As you were so fond of pointing out, if I have to pay for roads in your neighborhood where I never drive, or if I have to pay for roads even though I don't drive at all, then that's stinking pinko communism. Hmm. Regarding a gas tax, what if I buy gas and I don't ever drive on public roads? How many people do this?
I don't know. Not very many, no. You'd have to drive on the public road probably to get to a gas station.
In all likelihood, there's...
Right.
I could drive on private roads. I could use the gas to power my lawnmower or tractor or ATV or generator.
It's true.
And he calls me a commie! Unless we forget. Now, I understand that that a gas tax would be coercive. I understand that it would be using force.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that to some extent or another, it's communism. I consider it a compromise in order to get where we want to go. And where we want to go is a less coercive government. The first thing that comes out of people's mouths when you talk to them about freedom, smaller government, when you start talking about really paring down the government, getting rid of government programs and things, the first thing that comes out of their mouths is the roads. What are we going to do without the roads? The government gives us valuable services. So the roads, we drove here, the stoplights.
Mm.
And that's the first thing they talk about. It's my intention to disarm people from that issue. I they can get so stuck on the roads because
right.
It really is the one thing that the government provides you.
Yeah, I understand where you're coming from.
And I just don't want people to be all stuck on that issue, so I ask them, hey, what about a gas tax that only, a gas tax that therefore is only used on the roads? None of the gas tax money will be used for anything else. None of the...
I totally appreciate
no money from anything else would go for the roads. I know you do.
It doesn't do anything for me, but yeah, for the people that are brand new, yeah, I can see where that would be effective.
Unless we forget, now this makes a really great point here. Unless we forget about James J. Hill, the guy who created the only private and only profitable railroad in American history.
Yeah.
It was the best, highest quality, cheapest built, and most affordable railroad ever made, and it opened up international trade with China, all privately. No government, no eminent domain. Not easy, perhaps, but certainly possible.
Yeah, he did it.
Without the government, perhaps the interstate would not exist. But definitely, railroads exist, and so goods at Walmart and Target would be even cheaper. And yes, private highways do exist. And he gives me an example, 407 ETR. I'm not sure exactly what that is. And anyway, good job keeping Ian honest and don't let him get away with his crap.
Oh, by the way, on your claim the other night, I didn't jump on you on this, but I agree with him that if it weren't for the federal government, probably goods would travel the country cheaper. Because if you've ever been a professional driver, and I've never been one, but I've known a few in my time, and they have so many regulations that they have to deal with. It's insane the amount of regulations that professional drivers
have. Oh, absolutely.
To deal with. And if you don't think that increases the price of goods, you're fooling yourself.
And the cops just love to chase them down because they know that's where the money is.
Mm-hmm.
They'd much rather go after a commercial vehicle. They have whole traffic divisions called commercial.
Yep.
That's, as a matter of fact, I know that because the cop who gave me a ticket in Massachusetts was part of the commercial division.
It really must.
He harasses truckers for a living.
Professional drivers, truckers is the sort of slang term for it, but professional drivers must really, really hate the government. I mean, just in general, I think they would be a wonderful group to prospect for the freedom movement. Because I remember when we were coming up here to New Hampshire, 1,500-mile drive from Florida, there were, since we were in a large Penske truck, which
mm-hmm.
They had the best rates, by the way. Check around when you're getting ready to move. Go to, you all pretty much has crappy trucks.
And you would think, as a result,
they'd have
the cheapest
rates,
ones.
But no.
No.
Penske's got a brand new fleet, at least within the past few years. They've bought all new trucks, and it was the cheapest. Budget, I'm not so sure about.
I don't know anything about the other companies. I know Penske often puts governors on their trucks. I imagine the other companies do,
yeah.
too.
Mm-hmm.
And,
do.
So sometimes you can get a truck with a governor that sits, you know, keeps you down at 65, and sometimes the governor's
at
95.
Ours was at 70.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, there were these way stations that you had to stop at. If you don't stop at the way station, if the way station's open and you pass it by, they're going to pull your butt over.
Yeah, it's amazing, because, I mean, normally I'm a driver of a car, but there's been a couple of times in my life when I've driven one of these Penske trucks,
mm-hmm.
and I always ignore way stations. They don't mean anything to me in my life. So when I'm driving the truck, they don't mean anything to me in my life then either.
It's just another reminder to the professional drivers out there, the federal government saying and the state government saying, we own you. You have to do what we say. You jump through our hoops or you're going into a jail cell. And why? Because they just want to control you. That's all. I guess the excuse is they might be transporting contraband or something that's not supposed to cross state lines, something like that. But really, what else is what's the other excuse for the way station? The fact that they might have put too much stuff in their truck and they're damaging the roads?
I think that's what my understanding of the problem is that, oh my God, you couldn't have a truck that's overweight because that would be bad.
Right. Well, if you had a private,
it'd probably be worse on the truck than on the road, but
right. If a private road wanted to have a way station, okay, whatever. They might lose business to the roads that didn't have the way stations, or maybe just sort of eyeballed the trucks and said, well, since you're in that truck, you're going to have to pay a little bit extra. You know, we know that truck's heavier. We know you've got some weight in the back. You're just going to have to pay a little bit extra because you're a trucker,
mm-hmm.
and that's understandable.
Or a way station could decide that, a private owner of a road could say, we charge by the weight. And so, people that are driving motorcycles pay a dime, and people who are driving semis pay $15.
I wonder how much damage it really does. Like a trucker driving down the road, a blacktop, how much more damage does a 18-wheeler do compared to a car?
Well, there's more friction, and,
right.
and you know, there's more rubber touching the road, and it weighs more. So they're absolutely doing several times the damage that a car does. They have several times the wheels. Several times the weight.
Still, though, it seems like it would be so minuscule. So
over time, there's a lot of trucks that go across. I don't know that an overweight truck costs that much more than a truck that's just underweight, or not underweight, but just under the limit. I don't know. I mean, it's not my forte.
Yeah, I'm certainly not an expert there. But if you've been a professional driver, or you are a professional driver, and you want to share with us some of the other absurd laws that Mark and I aren't aware of, I think I remember one of them was that you can't carry a gun to defend yourself in many places. I'm not sure what that's... I don't know what all the rules are, because you have to know different rules for all the different states that you're going to be
right.
driving through. If you want to share some of the absurd, ludicrous rules that you face as a professional driver, I'd love to hear some of them. 800-259-9231. Coming up, since you brought up communism, one of our listeners has a response to the Communist Manifesto on the way. Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. And Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system.
1-800-400-8498. 1-800-400-8498. That's 1-800-400-8498.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages, and WristEase provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, WristEase.com.
How are you feeling today? I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potentials of this amazing fruit. This powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have the 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also refer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it is fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-681-1909. Again, that's 800-681-1909.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. That is the Packet8.net toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can also join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The wiki's there. Hundreds of pages created by listeners like you. In fact, it's the listener-editable version of our website, wiki.freetalklive.com. And how close were the philosophies of Nietzsche and the Nazis? Check out the fascinating new DVD by Dr. Stephen Hicks, available at Laissez-Faire Books. How did the Nazis come to power in one of the most educated and civilized countries in the world? And was Nietzsche's philosophy the inspiration? Check out this and many other books and videos on Liberty at LFB.com. That's Laissez-Faire Books, LFB.com. As we go to the phones, to the fun, let's talk to Andre in Nevada. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Andre. Andre in Nevada going once. He's gone. All right, well, darn it. He had the truck driver laws that he wanted to talk about.
Really? Well, he'll probably call back.
Hope he calls back. All right, let's jump into the email box. This one from Brian. He says, guys, I was listening to your excellent distillation of the Communist Manifesto that aired recently on the show. You had a bit of trouble, though, on point number 7, and this is something we've done in the past. We sort of rehashed it recently. We took the Communist Manifesto, the 10 planks, and we went down the list, and we sort of decided each plank by plank which planks have been fully implemented here in the United States. And some of them had been pretty much fully implemented. Many of them had been partially or mostly implemented. And then there were some that we weren't so sure on and some that we didn't really think that had been implemented. I think we totaled up 6 fully implemented planks of the Communist Manifesto here in the United States, with maybe 1 or 2 iffy ones. He said, we struggled a bit on point number 7. In particular, the phrase, quote, "the improvement of the soil generally in accordance with a common plan." You both struggled a bit on that one, referring to the Department of Agriculture, perhaps, as being somewhat complicit in the ownership of land, but you said that mostly we were still free on that one. I know that you were trying to rush through it and you weren't all that prepared to debate the topic, but I only need point you to the hundreds, no, thousands, perhaps tens of thousands of local planning commissions that exist to decide how best to manage land that's owned by private landowners. There's very little land left in this country that's not under the control of committees that are either composed of longtime residents of an area trying to regain the sense of community that they had when they were children.
Which essentially means that they want regress. You know, they want things to regress.
Back to the caves.
I don't know what it is that people
enough
want.
Enough with this progress.
I remember when I was a kid. What? Well, you know, you're not a kid, and
things change.
Things change, and you know, this is what you're. What the thing? What the way things are now is the way that kids now, when they're 50, are going to be complaining that things aren't.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do? Just change back and forth every 50 years between the way things were for you and the way things were for them? And don't forget the generation in between each time, too. They're going to want it the way they when they were kids.
Or it's divided up amongst those younger people who were impressed by the fantasy of a pristine past and want that for themselves. The 35 acres that we own in Colorado are besieged by both camps on a regular basis. Unknowingly, we bought this land as our own, but found out through letters after the purchase from the county lords that is, in fact, 30 acres of our land is under the watchful eye of the county-sanctioned volunteer society endowed with the duty to protect the local wildlife from human intervention. So 30
this is always, always a disaster, whenever this happens.
30 of the 35 acres.
Whether it's, you know, birds or the regular four-legged animals, I don't know what it is. It you know, they just get so crazy in the protection of this. And they could care less that it's your land.
That's right. It's not your land. In their
it's not. It isn't, no.
It's their land to tell you what you can do on it. He says, we bought this land with the purpose of running a farm for the breeding and showing of world-class Arabian horses. It was raw land ready for development. According to the law, we were forced to submit to the county our plans for the land that we own. We showed where we wanted fences and where the barn was to be located. Mind you, we intended to lay the fences and build the barn at our own expense and at our own risk. We didn't really know what possibly...
On our own land.
Yeah, what possibly the county could have to say. Silly us. Turns out that we don't own the land that we bought. Turns out that there are deer and elk over on that side of our land that need to get over to that other side to drink water. To protect them, any fence needs to be a maximum height of three feet.
3 feet. We're trying to show Arabian horses. Come on.
As you know, baby deer and elk can't jump a four-foot fence.
I didn't know that.
That's what he just said. I didn't know that. 3 feet. We're raising purebred Arabian racehorses. I'm a mid-40s human, and I could jump a three-foot fence from a standing start. Our horses would be in the next county and sold to the highest bidder if we installed three-foot fences. After 18 months of hearings and pleadings, they finally allowed us to build four-foot fences.
Four-foot fences.
18 months of hearings and pleadings. They were finally allowed to build four-foot fences, but only if we said please. Any one of our horses can even jump a four-foot fence, and many of them have, but at least it doesn't insult their intelligence, and as long as we keep plenty of hay inside the fences, they don't bother. Building the barn under these conditions is a whole other story.
Wait a second. Now, when you're talking about show Arabian horses, my mom showed dogs, and it was very important to her to portion the feeding of these dogs because basically they had to be supermodels. Skinny as heck,
right.
You know, hungry as they could possibly be at all times. Personally, I like my dogs a little on the fat side.
Yes. I don't like to feel bone when I pet a dog.
But my mom, every time she sees one of my animals, she's like, oh my God, it's fat. And she's disgusted by it. So I would think...
Well, your animal is fat.
Well, it doesn't count for the cat.
Oh, okay.
But I've had dogs, through, you know, board one of her dogs, she's gone off on for 6 weeks on some dog show someplace. Okay. I'll take Sugar Butt, usually. And when I get Sugar Butt comes back fat, because Sugar Butt is allowed to eat whatever she wants at my house.
Gotcha.
It's the price of the dog boarding at my house. I'll buy the dog food, I'll take care of the dog.
Is it human food?
No, well, oh, okay. You know, when there's
you just buy fatty dog food.
I just let the dog eat however much it wants.
I gotcha.
And so you know, she comes back fat, and you know, my wife has her family has a golden retriever, and she thinks it's disgusting how large that animal is. And Julian lived with me for a time, and his Doberman, you know, fat by her standards.
Okay.
So I would think that these Arabian horses would have to be portioned how much hay they would be fed. Otherwise, you've got fat horses.
Great point. I don't know how. I never raised horses, so I can't comment. But he says that building the barn under these conditions is a whole other story that can wait for another installment. So there you have it. Plank number 7 of the Communist Manifesto is alive and well in the U.S. of A. From Brian. And I can't disagree with him. He's laid it out there.
Well, you know,
government control of your land.
Where is he, Colorado?
He's in Colorado, yeah.
You know, here in New Hampshire, we have a friend, Jim Johnson, who's the husband of Lauren Canario, he's building a barn. He's not getting any kind of government permission at all.
That's true. And the government didn't like it very much.
They don't like it much, but they're really not doing anything about it. They haven't shown up with guns.
Well, thankfully, one of the selectmen is on his side in the, mm-hmm. in that area. But nonetheless, let's go to the phones, do the fun. Let's talk to Fred in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hey, Fred.
Hello, gentlemen. How are
hey,
you
Fred.
Doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
Number one, on the Communist Manifesto, okay. Number one, the abolishment of private property rights. Well, that's being accomplished real, especially through real estate taxes. You no longer own your house.
Nope,
that's true.
You no longer own your property.
Nope.
You rent it from the government.
Heavy progression of income tax. The abolishment of right of inheritance. The confiscation of property of all immigrants and rebels. Eminent domain. Isn't that confiscating your property?
It
centralized the banks, Federal Reserve, number five.
It's amazing.
Six,
I mean, yeah. we've been through the list, Fred, and it's just amazing how...
Every one has been adopted.
Almost every single one, some of them partially, some of
adopted.
Them completely adopted, and the American people are totally oblivious to it.
The next time you go to a meeting with a bunch of you know, the people you don't know really, you know, show them the Communist Manifesto, but block out the word Communist Manifesto. Most Americans would say, hey, this is great.
Yeah.
Most Americans would say, this is great.
I don't know, the language of it sounds awfully communist, but I mean, if you could rewrite it like the Living Bible, you know,
exactly the way it is. Just hide the words in the Communist Manifesto.
Right, because if you accuse an American of being a communist or supporting communism, they'll say, what? They'll get outraged. I'm not a communist, but yeah, you are.
Another
you support
thing,
public schools, you are.
Another thing, you're getting ready to go in advertising. Another thing Karl Marx wanted was the abolishment of the family. That has been accomplished in this country.
Fred, you're the man. We appreciate
hearing
from you, sir. Thank you. 800-259-9231. It's a fact. The Communist Manifesto is in effect in the United States of America, and the American people are asleep at the wheel, as usual. Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. you've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you bring up whatever you want. Toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there, we give them away that we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by, for instance, becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier, like almost 320 of our listeners have done. And you can join them by going to amp.freetalklive.com to learn about the AMP program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is simple. Considering that we give you everything on our website for free, we're just asking that you voluntarily support us for $3 a month. What you do is you get signed up, and then you don't even have to really think about it anymore. It just gets drafted from your PayPal account or from any major credit card, and it goes into our account, and then we turn it around into promoting the show. It doesn't go to paychecks. It doesn't go to strippers or cocaine. It goes into, and I don't use or experience either one of those. But it...
No, I guess you haven't.
No, I haven't. So anyway, you send the money in. We turn it around into advertising for Free Talk Live. We purchase industry advertisements in Talkers Magazine. We purchase internet advertisements to get more listeners on board via the internet and get more people exposed to the message of freedom and liberty. So if that's important to you, find out about the program. It's amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to a bad cop story, Mark. What do you have for us?
Well, it's coming out of Seattle, out of the Seattle PI, I believe. Is that the name of a newspaper out there?
Maybe.
Yeah. It looks like a newspaper to me.
Okay.
The Seattle PI at seattlepi.com. Teen challenges system and wins.
Hey, all right.
Yep, a Shoreline teenager took on the King County Sheriff's Office and won. With a judge ruling on Friday, she was not to blame for an accident involving sheriff's deputy driving an unmarked police car.
Hmm.
In fact, the judge said the story of the controversial deputy, Joseph Abreu III, simply didn't hold up. I do not find that he was a particularly credible credible witness, pro tem Shoreline District Court Judge Joanna Bender said of the deputy who weeks before the accident had been found in an internal investigation to be cheating in his off-duty pay, which I don't know what somebody gets paid in the off-duty for, but...
I don't know either. Maybe it's
he
like
was cheating on it, whatever it was. Defense attorney Michael Schwartz said the case never should have gone to trial. The prosecutors in any system here or anywhere else have to exercise judgment independent of the police, said Schwartz, who for 26 years was a prosecutor and assistant state attorney general. It doesn't appear to have been done in this case. The judge said she believed the defense witness, including an independent bystander who said he watched Abreu swerve his unmarked police car carelessly off a main thoroughfare, Northwest 145th Street, onto a side road where it struck Brown's Mustang while she waited to turn. Another man who lives near the investigation testified that he looked out the window and saw Brown's car immediately after the accident, exactly where she said it was and not where Abreu claimed it was. The sheriff's office and prosecutor produced no witnesses other than Abreu, which...
You've got a cop swerving and weaving through traffic, and then he runs into a girl that was essentially parked. She was waiting to turn.
Correct.
She was stopped. So basically, something like this. Then
I don't think that there's necessarily that he could just not. He just hit somebody. It doesn't look good. But what I think is most indicative here is the sheriff's office and prosecutor produced no witnesses other than a brew. They didn't see any reason. The cops said this is how it happened, and this is how it happened, and we don't care about all the rest of these witnesses, and we don't care what this girl says.
Wait, what was his claim? I missed his claim.
Well, his claim comes on a little later, okay. But basically, no, that's not what happened. She hit me. It's more or less what his claim is.
But he hit her from behind, right?
No, he hit her on the side. She was waiting, and he kind of...
I see.
She was waiting to come off of a street. He turned onto that street and hit her.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, got it.
The verdict put smiles on the faces of the Brown family and friends gathered in the courtroom Friday. The family believed the stakes were much higher than the potential $153 traffic ticket. Brown and her family said they were challenging not only Abreu's credibility, but also the credibility of Sheriff Sue Rahr, and her department's internal disciplinary system. They resented having to bear the cost of the defense, which Crystal Brown's godfather, Willie Barang, said cost $4,700. That's what it cost to defend this against this $153 ticket.
Wow.
No wonder that people don't take these things to trial. Creating a situation that didn't happen is wrong, and they have to pay for it, said Vicki Brown, the girl's mother. I think it's a lot of shady stuff going on. The police are protecting their own and the taxpayers.
Gee, they never would do something like that.
The citizens
blue line?
Are getting screwed, is what she says. And she's right. You know,
typical.
When you start hearing some of these quotes in this article, you'll just see it's true. And, you know, I'm not out after cops. I'm not.
Out after bad cops.
I'm out after bureaucrats who abuse their power.
Yep.
Anybody who's in power in the government and abuses it, that's who I want to expose.
I'm after the good old boy system, and that's what this is all about.
A sheriff's spokesman, John Urquhart, declined to comment on the outcome of the case except to say the sheriff's office wouldn't further investigate the incident unless Crystal Brown files a complaint. Vicki Brown and her daughter called the sheriff's office to file a complaint on Friday afternoon, a few hours after the verdict.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a complaint. Your officer hit us and lied about it, and you wouldn't do anything about it until we took it to court. We're complaining.
Okay.
The case was
this was a verdict in favor of the girl.
Correct.
Okay.
The case was featured in the Seattle PI investigative series Conduct Unbecoming as an example of cases in which citizens believe they've been treated unfairly or retaliated against for complaining about officer misconduct.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really happy. I was like going to cry, said Brown, 19, who was a high school student at the time of the accident, who is now a community college art major. There was, yay, that'll go far. There was a gross violation of Crystal's civil rights, and it was intentional, said Barang, that's the godfather, who vowed the family's intends to seek further redress with the courts and the U.S. Department, Justice Department.
Good for him.
I think he thought he could take advantage of her, and he tried. Shoreline City Prosecutor Sarah Roberts retreated outside to smoke a cigarette immediately after the judge ruled. I'm very disappointed, she said. She believed Brown committed an infraction and disputed defense attorney Schwartz's claim that the system just doesn't work if the prosecutor is acting like a rubber stamp for police. So what does she say? That's ridiculous. I'm not operating as a rubber stamp for the police or the sheriff. I feel the judge refused to look at the physical evidence in this case. The physical evidence consisted mainly of grainy, almost undecipherable, photocopied pictures taken by a sheriff's sergeant of a stop sign and the cars after the accident. The other photos were provided by the body shop. Swellett testified he or the department destroyed the computer chip record of the pictures after the accident, though he didn't know when.
Oops.
Yeah, and he said it was done because the sheriff's office routinely destroys photo records of fender bender accidents. I can't imagine, if there's a dispute why you would destroy the records, and that just shows that the kind of incompetence that's going on here, and the disregard they have for proving their point. They don't have to.
A cover-up.
We're in charge. We don't have to prove that we were right.
Right.
Swellett has an extensive disciplinary record, and since the accident has been demoted from sergeant to deputy because of an unrelated investigation. Now, this is the guy that was taking the pictures. This isn't the guy that hit her. This is another guy.
What happened to him?
Who's that, Abreu?
The guy that hit her.
The guy that hit her, he was caught for an infraction of lying about his off-duty pay. All right. He's testified that he worked with Abreu on and off for 20 years, though he said he didn't socialize outside of work.
Yeah.
Schwartz, that's the defense attorney, complained that the computer record...
Hey, we weren't socializing outside of work. We were still on the clock when we went to that bar and had some drinks.
They get off-duty pay, I guess.
Yeah.
Schwartz complained that the computer record was destroyed around the time he was requesting it as part of his evidence gathering. That's the defense attorney.
Okay.
This was, at best, sloppy, and at worst, questionable, the judge said. Destruction of the photo record, but she refused to dismiss the case on those grounds. She also refused to admit testimony about Abreu's and Swillett's disciplinary records. So she wouldn't let that be said inside the courtroom.
But they were bad cops.
But that they had disciplinary records.
Right.
Excuse me just a second. I'm having
There's no excuse for you.
I'm having a computer problem here.
1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. If you can't pull it up, we can speculate.
Neither Roberts nor the sheriff's office provided an estimate of the cost to taxpayers in pursuing the case, but Schwartz said they had to put thousands and thousands of dollars into this. Shoreline Major Bob Ransom said he couldn't comment on the city's handling of the case because he hadn't followed it. Not a concern.
Money's no object anyway.
He could really care less whether these people see justice, apparently.
Sure, why should he?
I thought this was over a long time ago, said Ransom, who recalled the case in the late 90s.
The voters will forget about it.
Yeah.
Won't affect his career.
In the late 90s, where Abreu was found to have entered the home of a city council candidate and confronted her without a warrant. Although the judge said she did not find Abreu credible, she added that didn't mean that he lied. So the judge wasn't willing to go out on a limb and say, this officer's clearly lying.
I see.
Just didn't find him credible.
Gotcha.
The prosecutor's case relied on some degree on a claim.
She probably didn't want to be retaliated against.
Probably true. Apparently this guy doesn't have any problem busting into city council candidates' houses. The prosecutor's case relied to some degree on a claim by two deputies, Swillett and Deputy Abner Thompson. This is a new name that's been introduced here. A 9-year veteran with a clean disciplinary record that, after the accident, saw the debris from Abreu's car on the thoroughfare. That would suggest the accident occurred there, as Abreu claimed. Both admitted on the stand, however, they did not pick up or examine the debris. Thompson believes Swillett had photographed the debris, but no photos were showing where it was produced. So, yeah, there might have been some debris in the middle of the road, but that doesn't mean it came from the accident, and it doesn't mean that it wasn't put there.
By corrupt cops.
Well, Abreu.
Yeah.
Who's clearly, by the sounds of it, lying.
Yeah, he seems to be the kind of cop that's willing to do what it takes to CYA. 800-259-9231. More bad cop stories. Also, the president giving a speech. We might decide to heckle him in hour 3. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
People eat.